The Butterfly Lovers, a traditional love story from China. In China, long, long ago, there lived a girl named Zhu Yingtai. At that time, only boys went to school. Girls were supposed to stay at home and learn household work, be quiet and obedient, and marry the man their father chose for them. But Zhu was different. She was a clever girl and desperately wanted to go to school to study. Her family was wealthy, but her father was very traditional. He just laughed when Zhu said that she wanted to study. But Zhu would not give up. She pestered her father until he finally agreed. He told her that if she got admission into a school, he would let her go. He was sure that no school would admit a girl. But Zhu was smart. She disguised herself as a boy and got into a school in the city of Hangzhou, where her aunt lived. Every morning, since the very first day until she finished her education, she would dress as a boy and pretend to be male. There was a boy called Liang Qianbo in her class. They soon became best friends and did almost everything together. As the years passed, Zhu realized that she had fallen in love with Liang, but she could not say anything since he still thought that she was a boy. Zhu wanted to stay with Liang for the rest of her life. But how was she going to manage this? Then she came up with an ingenious plan. She told Liang that she had a beautiful younger sister who was sure to make him happy. She suggested that after they finished school and Liang got a job, he should come to her house and ask her father for her sister's hand. Liang agreed. He thought that if he married Zhu's sister, he and his best friend could continue to meet and be together. After she finished her education, Zhu went home to wait for Liang. He got a job, and when he had saved enough money to get married, he hurried to Zhu's house. Zhu had been looking out for him every day, and when she finally saw him coming, she was overjoyed. It was a year since they had parted, and she had missed him terribly. She was so happy to see him, she rushed out and shouted, "Liang, I miss you! It's me, Zhu! As you can see, I'm actually a girl. You don't mind, do you?" At first, Liang was confused. Then he was shocked. Finally, he was very happy to find out that his best friend was a girl and that she loved him. Together, they went to Zhu's father to ask for permission to marry. But Zhu's father just shook his head. He announced that he had arranged for Zhu to marry a rich man. They pleaded and cried, but nothing they said could make Zhu's father change his mind. Liang had to leave the house immediately. Poor Liang left, heartbroken and alone. He couldn't believe that he would never see Zhu again. Soon, in his despair, he grew ill and died. When Zhu heard of his death, she was heartbroken. But she could do nothing to stop the arrangements for her marriage to the rich man. When the time for the wedding came, she travelled along the road on which Liang had died. Soon, her wedding procession came to Liang's grave. As they approached the grave, a storm came up. The skies grew dark, and the winds howled around the wedding procession as Zhu sobbed, wishing that she could join her true love rather than marry the rich man. She slowly walked to Liang's grave and lay down on the ground, crying bitterly. Thunder and lightning filled the air, and the wind became stronger and stronger. Suddenly, a bolt of lightning struck the grave, breaking it open. Zhu leapt into the grave and vanished. As soon as Zhou jumped into the grave, the storm disappeared and the skies cleared. The sun came out just as two beautiful butterflies flew out of the grave. When the wedding procession rushed to the grave and looked down into it, all they could see was an empty coffin. The two butterflies flew higher, dancing together in the sunshine. It was Yang and Zhou. They were together and would never be separated again. The people watched silently as the lovely butterflies flew out of sight. The end.